Blog Talk Radio.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter
now, because the first thing we're going to talk about is something Mick and I talked about at length yesterday when we were hanging out, because Mick and I hung out. So here's the thing. Women don't like men to jizz on their face. They don't like it.
Really?
No.
They don't like it.
They do, but it doesn't seem to be the case as often as you would like.
I thought they loved the attention.
Right? Yeah, you would think.
No,
that.
Both of you would not, if you went to your respective women and said, honey, I'd like to come on your face, what would the response be?
Response would be an emphatic no on my end.
Yeah. Yep. Hell no. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
One can I stick something up your butt?
Yeah. You
like it.
Wait, what does jizzing on the face have to do with sticking something up the butt?
Probably nothing, but yeah.
Probably nothing, but you'd say it anyway.
Well, I'm just okay. Here I posit this to you fellows, because I'm trying to help. I want both of you to achieve that with your women. I want that for both of you. I have a very giving heart, and I want that to be able to happen, because it's a beautiful thing. It's the most beautiful thing in the world.
Absolutely. All right.
So here's what I posit. I posit that women have periods. Yes?
They do.
And how long do these periods last?
The period of length is usually about a week.
Oh, see, I was going to say about 26 days. That's weird.
Right. because there's the premenstrual period, and then there's the postmenstrual period. So, and then there's the period itself. So pretty much three out of 4 weeks.
There's some kind of issues going on.
Right. Three out of 4 weeks of every month, we've got to deal with women's periods. And it could have anything to do with them just being total bitches towards us, them absolutely being inconsolable about absolutely nonsense things, or them just, like, you know, leaving their tampons wherever, or you know, not wanting to fool around because they have this thing going on, which personally, sex-wise, doesn't bother me. I'm not going to go down there, but I have absolutely no problem having sex with a girl on her period especially right. if I'm like together with her. Like that doesn't bother me. Put a fucking towel down, you know.
Me either. I will say, oddly enough, it causes irritation.
It causes irritation on what? Your dick?
No, my dick. Well, yes, of course.
The blood causes irritation on your dick.
Yeah, I would imagine that it's that's the one variable introduced into the equation. So yes.
It's never happened to me. I've fucked plenty of girls on their periods. It's never
me too.
Never irritated my dick.
It always does for me. I got sensitive skin. We gotta talk.
Well, I don't know if you have sensitive skin. I think you're just having sex with demon bitches.
Sensitive cock. Maybe.
That old sensitive cock.
A weak cock is what we're gonna call it. Just we're gonna call it a weak. A weak cock.
No,
a baby cock.
Come on. Let me alone. Whatever did it.
So you know, we have to deal with the periods. Oh, by the way, you know what I just learned? I just learned that women on their periods in porn will put a sponge up there to stop the blood from coming out.
Interesting.
Did you guys know that?
I did not know that.
And I learned this because I was watching a video of some horror, like some girls, some porn chicks were telling some horror stories about how, like, they'd be going down on a girl and it was, like, really rank. And it turns out, like, the girl last in the shoot, like, a few days ago or, like, last week had put a sponge up there and then forgot it was there.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Sam.
You really have to give it to these girls in porn. Like they really put up with a lot of shit. A lot of shit that we wouldn't.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Poor girls.
And most of the horror stories when it comes to the girls in porn that I was seeing has to do with shit. It's always gotta do with shit.
Oof. Like what? Pray tell.
Just like, you know, people don't understand how the process works, like how you're supposed to completely cleanse yourself until, like, things stop. Like, you're supposed, like, for girls that do anal stuff, like, they're supposed to take enemas and clean the whole thing out. You know, that's kind of what you have to do. There's no way around that. And they're saying, like, some girls, you know, in rare cases, some girls don't, but in other cases... Like, some girls do, but then don't, like, make sure it's all out.
Oh.
Jesus.
Or
a
some
little,
girls are just, like,
leftover
sick.
Debris in there?
Yeah, yeah. Or some girls are just sick, and, that you know, they're trying to earn that money and power through the scene anyway, but they've got, like, fucking flying diarrhea.
That could be a problem.
Damn.
But
so
I'm just saying that... I'm saying that if we have to put up with literally 3 out of 4 weeks during the month dealing with this horrible, horrible, strange, it's a mysterious problem. This periods are like related to like the lunar cycle and shit. Like this isn't periods are like an alien thing. Like let's not mince words. Like this is something that's. You know, I guess we'll call it natural because there's no we have no control over it man-wise, like physically. But there's something very supernatural about the period because women can sync up their periods and it's affected by the fucking moon.
What the fuck? Welcome aboard.
What are we talking about?
Okay, so Christy, I'm glad you're here, because here's what we're talking about. Would you ever let a man come on your face?
Let him? I don't think that's like a something I can control. He's trying to get on my face.
You know what? I love you so much, because that's the best answer I've ever... That
really is.
That's just the best fucking answer. But like on purpose, if he wanted,
because really honestly, it would never occur to me to just
wait
for the response afterwards.
Sometimes if you're just having sex with a girl like missionary style, and you pull out and you have to come, like if you're somebody like me, for example, it's gonna go fucking everywhere.
Right.
There's a chance it could hit you in the face, but I'm saying, would you ever let a man like directly come on your face?
Directly.
Not my first choice. The only way I would do it is just like he pull me aside, like that's my jam. I like, you know, in somebody's eye, like that's how I get off.
I love you.
Right, so
I fucking you. This is the best.
Basically,
this is the best case scenario for an answer. I just have to tell you, Christy, that I thought that you were going to be the voice of all women, which most women are just like, fuck no. Fuck no, you would never do that to me, you stupid piece of shit. Why would I ever let you do that to me? That was an evolved answer.
You know, here's the thing. It's like he can't just, on a whim, just like, I'm going to try it and think it's going to fly. No, nine times
no,
ten,
of course not. No, it's got to be agreed about.
Right, like, but if he was to come to me and say, look, honey, I really like doing that shit, it gets me off, I guess. And
right, like, what, baby, once in a while, can I just please, like, just come on your face? Just, like, once, like, you know, it's not going to be a regular thing. It's just really super hot to me, and I want to do it.
I'd be like, yes, only on one condition, that one time, without your knowledge, I just get to reach in your wallet, and whatever I grab is mine.
That seems reasonable.
You know what? I think everybody else on the show would absolutely agree to that.
You know, just
I think that's a fair. It's a fair trade.
Well,
you have to agree to be randomly.
So you can grab in there all you want. You ain't gonna get nothing.
No,
well, that's
just
my. That's the other thing for me is I ain't got shit in my wallet. So go ahead. Yeah.
No, it's gonna be a random jacket, and you can't be mad at it. It's like. That one time you got like $5 in a Blimpies coupon, it's gone.
No, come back to me with some like Manolo Blahniks on your ass, and then we'll talk. That,
right?
You could pick my wallet for that shit.
Okay. I love them shits. I like high heels.
Of course you do.
Like looking like a girly. Why are we on this topic, though? What?
Because Mick and I actually hung out yesterday. Mick and I actually met in person. And it's because it's hard. We're all like all of us now are in different places. Like Mick and Lou and I used to be able to just kind of like, you know, partner up. And we actually used to do the show in White Plains, New York together a few times. But now we're all, you know, we're all older, which means that our stupid lives have taken us in different places and we never see each other anymore. So Mick and I were actually in the same place last night for the first time in a few months. And we talked about this because I was actually trying to convince his fiance to let it happen. And I was doing a good job, surprisingly. Like she was resistant,
really,
but like I could feel her weakening.
You're very persuasive.
Oh, okay.
I am very persuasive. I can be
for
something that important.
Stepping up
for something that important. I can be very, very fucking persuasive. But we were just talking
Absolutely.
About how like, see, like my point. You took a different tact, Christy, because my whole thing was we have to deal with your periods. So you should let us do that once in a great while, because your periods, like we have to deal with your premenopausal shit, pre-menstrual shit, your menstrual shit, and then we have to deal with your post-menstrual shit, which is sometimes just as crazy.
Well, excuse the fuck out of me that I can create life, okay?
How dare you, Christy?
Jesus.
Create life.
I know, but like, why is it, what kind of trade-off is that? Yes, you can create life, but you have to bleed out of your hole for like 5 days, and then like 2 weeks surrounding that are just hell for everyone.
Are just a mixed bag of who knows what.
And guess what? I don't care, and neither do any of us. Fuck you. You got to deal with it. You want to put your dick inside this? That's what
I'm
you
just
put around.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Because of that, can we please come on your faces once in a while? That's all we're asking.
No, no. See, I have a different condition. I'm not built like other women. You know what I'm saying? It's like you have to come to me. And it's like, look, bitch. I like to come on your face, all up and down it. Can I do that? And I'd be like, I don't know. And he'd be like, please, I really would love if I can just bust a nut on your face in the most degrading, disgusting way.
Booing on.
So you would just have to be worn down eventually and just badgered beyond
and
the point
just,
of...
And then it just evolves to me randomly jacking you on a
Well, see, that's just the thing. I don't think it would take that. I feel like most women would take way more convincing than Christy. Because I think if you genuinely came to Christy and were like, listen, sweetheart, like, I just want to tell you, like, the hottest thing you could ever do for me is to let me blow a load on your face. Like, that's...
You guys have to understand that I haven't been single in a very long time. So if a man was to come to me, it'd be my husband. I'd be like, get the fuck out of my face, nigga. And then he'd just be on his own.
Poor guy.
Well,
back on the road.
No, he doesn't deserve to blow a load on Christy's face. He doesn't deserve that shit. Fuck him.
But no, I mean, I'm talking in the concept of like a long term relationship, you know, a longer term, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, like, you know, because Louis's wife and Mick's future wife would never let this happen. But
no.
I just think like I just think that it won't hurt. Like, literally, all you guys have to do is just wipe it off, and it's like it never happened. So, like, if
you
know your partner...
It's really only, like, 30 seconds of...
That long? Is it degrading, though?
Well, I mean, you know.
It's nasty.
No, it's degrading if you're pissing on her face. It's not degrading if you're... if you're your man sauce, your ejaculate, your the culmination of your combined... love efforts, the love juice. That's just the thing. Like, I
sauce of your balls.
Would you
here's the thing.
Would you let me throw?
Would
it
I
in
let
your
you
face?
What?
Would you let me
fart
throw
in
your
in my face?
No. Like,
wait, my own jizz or your
nut.
Like your juice?
If I had a bucket of jizz, just. No, I got it on the Amazon.
I would fucking pay money to have girl jizz all over my face. I would fucking pay for that.
Yeah.
I love
that
shit.
Up.
You guys'
girl
stuff come out like rubber cement. Nobody likes that.
That's true, though.
Nobody likes that.
I want a woman to fucking soak my entire head and face with girl. It's like the hottest thing in the world. If you're that fucking wet that you can actually, like, coat my face with girl juice, like, I'm yours. Like, that's fucking hot. That is fucking hot.
No. You're disgusting.
Yes. Yes,
no,
that's also true.
Yeah, we're not denying that.
You're just basically disgusting. You like hot, disgusting sex, and ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Amen.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's your if it's
but
my baby's love juice, like, if it's her, if it's the essence of her, like, I want it on my body. I want it all over me. I want her to claim me as her own.
Mike. No woman's running out here like, please jizz on my face and, like, that's a turn on. No. If we do it for you if we're doing it. Otherwise, we can no redeem qualities out. I mean, the fuck, I'm going to sit around and wait for you to put the equivalent of hot rubber cement on me to be gooey and then later cool off. It's disgusting.
But my point,
well, it's not
my point
cool
is,
off. You're going to wipe it off before it cools off.
No, you're going to wipe
it
off, but that's the hook.
The thing is, it comes out really hot, and then for some reason it goes to freezing cold, and it's like the
bitch, it is not supposed to come out really hot. There is no way in hell that it's supposed to be really hot. Like, you shouldn't be
what
burned by
say,
jizz.
what I'm trying to say is that it comes out like warm because it's on your body temperature, and for some reason it just turns really cold really fast, and it's just another disgusting layer on the what the fuck.
Yes, because it's a jelly. It's like a jelly. It's like a jelly. So what you do is you wipe it off immediately.
Well, here's the thing. I don't like you doing it. Okay? Just period. Just the idea of it. So, of course, I'm going to wipe it off quickly.
But see, that's fucked up because we can't – that's just what comes out of us, sweetheart. We can't help it. Just like you can't help that you fucking be dribbling when you're fucking – you know, when you get all excited, you can't help that you're, like, essentially pissing on the fucking ground. Like, that's disgusting. That you have, like – gross juices just, like – pouring out of you and dripping down the side of your leg. Like, fuck you. Fuck you. That's disgusting, too. Fuck you.
Moral of the story is you're disgusting. We're disgusting. We keep having disgusting sex and making disgusting more people in this disgusting-ass world.
Yes.
That's all
I will agree
true.
With that. I'm just saying if you really love somebody and you know
really
it would, like, twist your – if you really love somebody and you know it would, like, twist your honey's, like, fucking – it would just twist his fucking balls to the end of the universe if you let him come on your face. Like, I
– No,
we're not talking every day. We're, you know, even special – just, like, special occasions, you know? Like a birthday or Christmas or the 4th of July or Veterans Day or a Jewish, you know.
I use that information to twist it into sex as a weapon type scenario, like most women do.
Interesting.
Right.
You like me to feather your balls? Well, I'm never doing that again. You know, something horrible. It's like, I do know women who do that. Like, oh, he likes this, but, Carol, I'm going to do that. No.
He likes this, but I'm going to use it against him that he likes this. Like, you know, my boyfriend is into feet, so I'm going to hide my feet from him until he does what I want him to do.
And that never, and 9 times out of 10, that never, ever works. And they end up breaking up or, you know. I don't know.
Right. Sometimes, trust me, sometimes it works. We can, you know, men are very influenced by their dicks. I'm pretty sure Erica could get Mick to do just about anything through his penis.
Probably.
Except stop fantasy football. I don't think
no.
He's got his standards.
I think Mick would take fantasy football over sex.
Because it's less effort? Why? That makes no sense.
Mick found comfort when not having sex, he found comfort in fantasy football. So fantasy football is his constant.
Oh.
Yeah, she ain't leaving me.
Fantasy ain't leaving me.
Nope. That's ridiculous. I don't get fantasy football.
Before we go on to fantasy football, because I think we should talk about fantasy football because Mick is addicted to it. I'm just saying that if you really love somebody, you should – having a load on your face is like 10 times less disgusting than some of the other shit that people would want you to do.
I will agree.
It's just
on that.
Not that bad. It's just not that bad.
That
ladies,
like
the campaign, the campaign
the
for jizz on
campaign.
Your face –
yeah. It's not
the slogan
that bad.
Is going to be, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. What do you got to lose?
Yeah.
What do you write? What do you got to lose, ladies? A paper towel or two?
Yeah.
A sock?
And shit is good for your skin, actually.
A little dignity. Just a little bit.
Have you heard?
Yeah, but
that,
you okay? Okay, no. I was hoping you bring up the dignity thing because here's the with all three of us on this show, specifically, maybe not for other people, but with all three of us on this show, if you're looking for dignity, when it comes to coming on your face, you're fucking married to us. There's no fucking you can't claim dignity. You're already in a relationship with us.
Oh, yeah. You lost that a long time ago?
That's right. You lost that fucking privilege as soon as you signed up for this shit.
Right.
Oh, hey, Mom and Dad, this is what I'm going to marry. Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Jizzy baby.
You might, they're literally going to say to you, if a woman brings home me, Mick, or Lou, the first thing the parents are going to say is, oh, Jesus Christ, you might as well let him come on your face.
Right.
Yeah, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Really? Really, bitch? Oh, my goodness. You guys would be a scary prospect for some parents, you know, to say, like, oh, God.
Absolutely.
Christy, I'm coming to meet your parents.
Oh, yeah, you should. My parents are awesome. Mm. So
I'm
going to
come meet your parents.
You should. Have dinner with them. We'll eat a baby, you know, normal things. What it is.
Have you guys ever hit a girl with it's good for your skin? That angle?
No, because there's like pseudoscience involved in that. It's not necessarily true.
Isn't it?
You only say that if you want her to slap the shit out of you.
Right. I've never used that one. I didn't, because I just don't think it's real. I'll tell you why I don't think it's real. I've come on my stomach and just let it sit there many times, and it gets crusty. That can't possibly be good for your skin.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to.
Comes out hot and then goes cold. And then
it makes babies.
Elmer's
it makes
glue.
Sense that it's full of,
it turns into,
you know,
turns into Elmer's glue like
stuff.
In kindergarten. Remember you put glue on your hand and peel it off? That's what shit turns into.
That good old rubber stuff.
I know. If you don't wipe it off soon enough, you're scraping it off. That's
right. It's
that's
gross.
The thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's gross.
You got like a 5 to 8 seconds to get it off while it's sexy.
Look, we're not saying, ladies, we're not saying that it's not gross. I'm just saying, like, you guys come all over our faces when we're going down on you. Like, all
yeah.
over our faces. It gets fucking everywhere. On our chest, in our beard, up our nose, in our fucking ears. It's everywhere. You can take one fucking load. We gallop down. We swallow gallons of your girl juice. And you can't take one fucking teaspoon on your face.
We swallow that shit like the fucking antidote.
Nope. No.
No, Christy, you're not allowed to say nope because we already converted you. You've already
no,
agreed to
I
do that in a certain
converted.
Scenario.
I was just, I'm operating on a realm of logic like, hey, if you can't just like jizz on me out of nowhere and think I'm gonna be cool with it, but you may have a chance of getting away with it if you say, hey, listen, I like you. I like having sex.
But that's logical
know.
And rational. That's logical
yeah.
and rational.
Yes.
But see,
you
that's
might not,
not
get away with
what,
it all the time. And then you have to
that's
be
not
in
most
a
women, though.
Relationship. You can't just bring it out like on one night stand, like, bitch, I like coming in.
Nobody
your hair
is talking about
like,
doing that. Nobody is talking about doing
we?
That.
Oh.
We're talking about,
what we're talking about
a controlled scenario where we're like, honey, I really just want to bust on your face.
You might have a chance because you had honesty, but she's not
right.
obligated, though. It's kind of
right.
gross. I mean, I think the thing that turns them off is the fact that it's kind of gross. Like, I'm going to do this gross thing for you.
Well, see, that's what's funny, because for us, we like the fact that it's gross. Like Mike was saying,
yeah.
like going down on dicks. Like, I like getting all dirty.
See,
I love getting all slimy from girl juice. That's
yeah,
that's
same
only hindrance. It's just gross. It's just gross. That's
not, not only do I like getting slimy from girl juice, but I expect you to kiss me after I've been going down on you. I expect that.
Yeah.
If she doesn't, she has stanky pussy syndrome, and you shouldn't have been fucking
right.
with her in the first place.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank God.
It's never a good time.
Yeah, no, I don't understand that logic. Oh, I won't kiss you, but, you know, you're more than welcome to go down there and fucking and shove your tongue deep up my fucking pussy hole, but
right.
but I'm not going to taste that. Why would I do that?
Or it's gay to do that. Like, really? How does that work? How is that gay?
How's that gay?
No, it's gay when you ask your girlfriend to when you blow a load in her mouth and you ask her to spit it back into yours. That's gay.
Yeah, that's gay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, no snowballing here.
That's a white boy thing. I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
I think that's a gay boy thing. I don't think that's a white boy thing.
I think that's kind
of
a, yeah, I think that's just a gay boy thing. I don't think there's a color attached to that.
I do. I can't see nobody else.
No,
like,
you know what? The more I think about it, the more I realize that she's probably right. I'm sure a white guy was the first one. I can tell you 100% that a white guy was the first one who asked for that.
I can't see it no other way. Like, wouldn't it be surprising to be like, no, he was from Guatemala, actually. Wonderful.
Wait, are you talking from personal experience now?
No, I have no idea. I've never seen that or heard of that thing before. Like, jizz
in the called,
girl's
it's
mouth?
Called snowballing.
Oh.
It's
yeah.
called snowballing.
No. That does not. That's not even in my realm of reality. That's awesome.
Yeah. No thanks. I'll pass on that.
That's some other shit right there.
Yeah, but
and
Mick, you have no problem with taking my loads in your mouth.
Wow.
That's because you, Mike. He knows you, Mike. He's only with people he's comfortable with, Mike.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
You've molested him throughout the years that he's grown comfortable with you.
Exactly.
Nobody else can harass his ass like you can.
That's right.
This is true.
That's fucking right. Everybody knows that. That's what you know. What
true.
Everybody's girlfriends say that about me. Like Lou's wife too. She knows I'm the only one that can molest Louie. She knows I'm the only one. She knows I'm the only like. I have a special place. Like, I'm you know, the king of molesting Louie. She
your
knows that I'm, priest? Like, she'll never be able to hold a candle to how I molest him.
Only Mike can hold my face down and fondle my balls.
In the most loving way.
Of course.
That's literally the only thing I do to him, too. I push his face into the pillow. And I just, like, smack his balls around.
Feel his balls?
Yeah.
And scream, failure, failure, failure. And then,
no, he knows that already. I don't like to kick. I don't like to kick him while he's down.
And then he comes in the most vicious way. And
no.
And then he's shamed that you made him come because, you know, you were molesting him. And
no, we're not bringing finishing into this. There's no finishing involved. Whatever he does afterwards, I just finagle his balls. That's the only thing I do.
No. You embarrass him. He has a shame come. Like, he's so ashamed that he came, that you made him come, that it embarrasses him, and it's like the shame spiral.
Seriously, let me tell you something. Of all the things that we've ever talked about, the mere suggestion of me making Louie come is making me fucking nauseous.
Good for you.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to say it's making you hard.
No, it's like I am absolutely disgusted with everything that's happening right now.
You're welcome.
Like, absolutely.
You're
like,
making me come.
Damn. You're welcome.
See?
What happened?
Oh, my God.
Why did I feel so good enough to come from Mike?
My God. And I've been drinking too, so there's a good chance I'll actually vomit. If I throw up, I'm going to throw up like on the microphone. You're going to hear me throwing up.
Don't do that. That's going to ruin
it. No, it has to happen.
Today. I couldn't drink again today after last night. Not that I was drunk, but I just couldn't do it. I was too
no,
tired.
But yo, like me personally, like I drank a lot. You drank a lot too, but I drank fucking more than you. And
yeah, you
drank
more
a
than
lot.
I did. Yeah, you drank more than I did, for sure. You had, like, two more drinks than I did, I think.
I drank a lot.
Yeah.
It's too bad we can't all get together. Like, I want someday to have a questionable intelligence report, like, live show, all of us together, just getting fucking piss-hammered.
Absolutely. We'd have to go down south. Where are you going, Christy?
I'm in South Carolina.
South Carolina. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Make a trip, guys.
It's gotta fucking happen, because it would be a good fucking time.
Mm.
And the questionable intelligence report aspect of it, like the actual show, will only be a slice of how good it will be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Where do we get a hint there?
Well, Christy's gonna bring us around that fucking the guy who's got a strip club in his backyard. We're gonna go fucking hang out with that guy.
Let's get a panty. Yeah. I'll take you to a bunch of clubs. We're gonna have moonshine and we're gonna have some ball crabs and we're gonna just like good old fashioned fun in the shower.
You give us crabs?
Boiled crabs, by the way, is just a southern STD. That's all that is. In the low country,
it's seafood, and they do a lot of crab and shrimp, and so you need to come and get some.
Krista, do you fuck with moonshine?
Bitch, I'm gonna come get some.
Yeah, I do. All of that.
It is. I can't stand moonshine.
Well, you've only had Puerto Rican moonshine. You've only had Puerto Rican moonshine.
Yeah, that's true. But still, though. Too harsh. Well, it's just like too much at once having moonshine. It's not even like a tasting. It's the alcohol effect.
All right, then you can add the boiled peanuts because, you know, they do the boiled peanuts down here.
Boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts.
No, not bald penis. Boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts.
I heard balls and penis.
Yeah.
That too. You just think I'd get your money up. You just can't come with half-ass money when you want bald penis. You know that's.
But what is it gonna look like in your neighborhood when you start rolling up with three white boys? What is that gonna look for you?
Oh, they're like that bitch at it again.
Damn.
No, I mean random white people come up in our neighborhood, and there's a lot of older white people, you know, from the military, retired and shit, but it wouldn't be too out of the norm, you know what I mean?
I see.
It will be if I'm there, trust me, because I'm gonna get fucked up, and you know what happens, you know what happens when I get fucked up, I'm gonna get sloppy as shit, and I'm gonna be all over the place, all over the motherfucking place.
We'll try not to get shot, okay?
Hang out a lot.
Try not to get shot.
I'll try not to get shot, but I'm just saying, like, there's no filter on my mouth. Mick knows there's
well,
no
maybe,
fucking filter on my mouth when I'm drinking.
Mike likes to pass out a lot with his ass out.
Heavily.
No.
So. No.
That only happened once.
That's one time too many, Mike. One time
you
too many.
I know. I can't live it down. There's nothing I can do.
Listen, I'm going to have to take you over to, like, Hilton Head or Bluffton, where, like, all the rich white people stay, the vacationers.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck
you.
No.
Can't go over there.
You don't understand what I'll do to those people.
I'm down.
No. Keep me with black folk. That's where I belong, with the black folk, because I'll be... Black folk love me when I start talking some crazy shit.
For sure.
Oh, I could take you to the Gullah Geechee people and stuff, and so over to the African village.
That's right.
Let me tell you, it's going to be hard to understand them, though. I'll have to be your interpreter, because even normal black people have a hard time keeping up with what the fuck they got.
You're going to be my dick interpreter. I'm going to give you my dick, and you're going to interpret that to fucking everybody else.
You know, you just can't let 24 hours go by, Mike, without sexually harassing me in some form or fashion.
I can't help it. You're little Navy wife. You're my shit. You've been my shit.
I know.
I can't help it.
I know. You like me. You really, really like
I know.
It. It's okay.
You know that shit. My
yes,
boo.
And I do.
I'm gonna molest you.
I know.
I'm gonna Donald Trump your ass.
You can Trump all up my trumpet.
I'm gonna grab you by
grab
the pussy.
Grab him by the pussy. You gonna move on him like a bitch? Whatever that means.
I'm gonna move. I just wanna say that when I heard him say that, he was like, yeah, you can move on him like a bitch. Like, I was like, what does that even mean? Like, what is he talking about? This guy is trying so hard to do, like, dirty talk that he's, like, spectacularly bad at it. Like, I'm sure he grabbed some bitch by the pussy, but he's, like,
is
trying
he
to be, like, a bro,
Bill Riley?
And he can't even fucking do that.
Yes. Is he worse than Bill Riley, though? I think Bill Riley's worse. The falafel
Bill
shit.
O'Reilly. Yeah, with the falafel shit. No, you're right.
Bill O'Reilly.
That was pretty bad. You guys should listen.
Bill O'Reilly.
You guys should listen. There's like a tape of Bill O'Reilly like calling this woman and sexually harassing her over her answering machine.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
He
talks about like
falafel.
Rubbing falafel on her tits or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't
like,
that like from, like a while back, like back in the day? I remember hearing something
yeah,
about
like
that.
Oh yeah, that no, that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
He didn't know what a loofah was. He just like some Middle Eastern word, you know, for a sponge, falafel.
He's like, I'm gonna take a loofah and some falafel and rub them all over your breast titties, breast titties.
Your breast titties.
Your booby titties.
Your booby titties.
I like that booby titties.
I mean, just. But it was Bill O'Reilly trying to talk sexy to a woman. How fucking disgusting is that? How fundamentally disgusting is that concept?
Like, it really, like, when I first heard it, I had, like, the nervous giggles. But after the nervous giggles, it was, like, this cold chill of, like, ew, like, creep.
Yeah.
Chill of creep.
Gross.
The creep is in the air. The creep
yeah.
just washed off of me, and it made me have chills. And, you know, I get that a lot because guys are disgusting. And they think they're being suave
yes.
and cute and stuff. And, then, you know, it's like this lumbering idiot. It's like, really? You thought I was going to be like, yeah, come on now. I'm going to open the back door. You can get some of this pussy and go, bye.
Wait, look, we know, okay, Christy, all three of us on this show know that you let us into your vaginas out of pity. We get it. Like we're the evolved ones here. Like we know
yeah.
that our stupid bullshit lines are just like you're just like, oh, this guy's so pathetic.
He's
the only way
yeah.
I can get rid of him is to have sex with him. Like we know
right.
that's what happens, okay?
Getting over it.
Well, my vagina is a different breed. I can like have a bunch of babies and it causes mental illness too.
We know your vagina is a different breed because you have to have a switchblade in order to get into it.
No, not necessarily. You just got to talk crazy
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
Talk
crazy
a big
sometimes.
Game.
Shit, I do that. I do that shit every goddamn day. I'm always
mm-hmm.
talking some crazy shit.
Right. You can't just be like, hey, how's the weather? Normal talk. Like, bitch, give me your money. And I'm like, what? Oh,
fuck no.
That's kind of
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ask my ex girlfriends. I'm just as like to rob them as to fuck them.
You gotta be able to rob a bitch. Scare them. Like I got you, bitch. Got him.
I just don't think there's anything wrong with like turning to your, you know, like things are all sweet and you guys just made love and stuff like that, and then you turn to them seriously with a knife to their throat and say, "Now give me all of your jewelry."
Right. And like especially because once we're done, we're still like discombobulated and not thinking clearly that we'd just be like, all right, whatever. It was worth it.
No.
Go ahead.
Mm-mm.
Run my shit.
Just swipe the card. Swipe the card. You let a bitch rob you. That's what Mick would do. He does not the other way around. That the bitch would be robbing
him.
Oh,
please. Mick actually plans his sexual encounters around being robbed.
Yeah.
How he's going to get mugged that day.
He's
all
like,
right,
no, he puts all of his shit up on the counter. Like, even now, even though he's in a domestic relationship and his girlfriend is safe and would probably never rob him, he still puts his wallet and his keys and everything on the counter so they can just
like
grab it
is,
and leave.
What I do is when I go to pull out the condom, I accidentally pull out like a stack of money and drop it on the floor.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh.
That's not
Mick,
an accident.
This is you we're talking about. Nobody believes that there's a stack of money involved.
All right, fine.
Five
it's quarters. It's change, but still.
It's
a, not a stack.
It's
more
stack
of
a stack of chinned up.
He pulls out a roll of quarters. Hey, that's my laundry money.
Wonderful.
Now I can't separate my watch.
Your wallet got a separate coupon window. You have no kid photos, just coupons.
Yep,
you know what, though? Christy does seem like the kind of bitch that would take a Subway coupon out of your wallet.
Yeah.